Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide, books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Office disagreements that become prolonged disputes can be frustrating to resolve. Mediation sessions can turn into 12-hour marathons where participants may attack each other, curse the mediator, or act in other unpleasant ways. Conflict management experts can apply alternative dispute resolution methods to settle disagreements that might otherwise move to the courtroom. In Managing Conflict at Work, published by Kogan Page, mediators Clive Johnson and Jackie Keddy comprehensively detail the best practices for conflict management and resolution and provide knowledgeable advice about putting these concepts to work. Get Abstract recommends their tactics to HR managers, frontline managers, and others who must squash office squabbles before they turn into protracted battles.
Workplace disputes reduce productivity, damage morale, and cost money. To resolve clashes, companies spend billions annually on employment dispute resolution processes that often move to litigation. Managers and other corporate personnel waste countless hours getting ready for formal hearings stemming from office disagreements. Workplace fights engender bad feelings that undermine the cooperative spirit that people need to work well together. Workplace conflicts' typical triggers include paranoid feelings among employees, maladjusted workers, and managers' inability to reduce uncertainty among staff members about their future job status. When differences emerge between employees and tension escalates, a company may ask a third party, for example, a conflict resolution specialist, to cool off the situation. If no one acts, the disagreement may simmer and eventually boil over. An angry employee may file a grievance, which could lead to the need for a judgment. To preclude litigation, managers can turn to alternative dispute resolution. Its tactics include conflict coaching, which helps disputants develop new perspectives about contentious issues, mediation, in which an objective third party tries to get everyone to agree to an acceptable settlement, and arbitration, in which the third party renders a decision.
Conflict management involves three major areas: containment, which focuses on mitigating minor problems before they escalate; resolution, which involves finding mutually acceptable solutions; and monitoring, which limits the negative fallout from angry episodes. As managers unravel disputes, they should consider these questions. What caused the dispute? What is the real problem? What do the disputants want? How do they conceptualize the problem? How can the parties move past their anger? Would intervention by managers, mediators, or coaches help? What resolution is possible? What legal ramifications loom? Which outside resources could be helpful? Once conflict management policies are in place, managers must monitor the situation to be sure that the new rules remain relevant.
The Resolve Model is an ideal methodology for eliminating workplace conflict. Conflict management specialists use this approach in their coaching efforts and alternative dispute resolution activities, including mediation. Start by letting all disputants state their side of the story. Everyone should get the opportunity to speak. Acknowledge upcoming strong emotions that normally evolve during disputes. Regularly update everyone's understanding of the situation. Let contenders envision specific results that they want to achieve through mediation. Demonstrate the high value you place on each disputant's contribution to the resolution. Praise someone who offers to compromise on a specific point and express your appreciation for any progress. Actively engage all disputants in the mediation process to achieve a resolution agreement.
Proactive managers can diffuse altercations between employees before they turn into knockdown, protracted fights. They must act during the brief period before events blow up. The way managers communicate to disputants makes all the difference. Good listening is critical. It involves not just hearing the words people speak, but deciphering their nonverbal messages, including listening to what is unsaid and reading body language. Managers must ask astute questions to help combatants resolve their differences and engage the disputants in a manner that encourages them to communicate openly and honestly.
Managers must demonstrate empathy, sincerity, and compassion. They also must be able to create trust and exhibit respect for the disputants. Managers may act in several different roles. As counselors, for example, they can act as sounding boards. As facilitators, they supply whatever the parties need to attain their goals. As observers, they provide an objective viewpoint. As mentors, they help disputants come to an understanding of what they must do to move beyond their disagreement. As experts, they offer advice on disposition based on their special expertise. And as coaches, they support disputants in developing new mindsets regarding the problem.
Organizations that are serious about implementing proactive, effective conflict management strategies should train their frontline managers in dispute resolution and mediation techniques. Participants should learn how workplace conflicts originate, how to identify common conflict triggers, and how to manage the impact of disputes. If managers and other intermediaries are unable to resolve a dispute, the organization should move quickly to settle things in a more formal manner. If the company fails to do so, the dispute may escalate and move into the public domain, with all of the attendant negative consequences, such as bad publicity. At this point, mediation may be a worthwhile alternative dispute resolution option.
If you are a mediator, remember that your job is not to determine the facts, but to allow disputants to air their differences. You listen far more than you speak, and you merely serve as a facilitator to further the negotiation. Your goal is to provide the structure and guidance to keep a conversation on track and to find a practical solution that works for all parties. The disputants should be able to regard you as sincere, objective, and fair to both sides. Keep the disagreeing parties from putting you into an inappropriate position. For instance, they may ask you what you think they should do. However, you're not there to give advice. Turn the tables on them by responding, "How do you think I might answer this?"
Any organization's conflict management strategy should focus on dealing with workplace disputes when they occur and on reducing and eliminating the causes of such disputes. By promoting teamwork and a cooperative work spirit, managers can reduce the likelihood that the people they supervise will contend angrily with one another. As you plan your conflict management strategy, ensure that trust and mutual respect are bedrock values in your firm. When battling employees trust their frontline managers, the possibility for a quick resolution is much greater. Workplace disputes will occur even in trustworthy companies. Make sure that you have a ready network of conflict management professionals, including coaches and mediators, available and ready to step in when you need them.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords conflict resolution on getabstract.com.